You know, as I was thinking this morning, really just, you know, what an exciting time of year it is, I think, for everyone. And, you know, I think many people, as we look back on 06, have had fabulous years. They have, you know, just accomplished many, many things, I know, in their business life, hopefully in their personal life. But I think it is also a great time of reflection. I know, as I have spent, goodness, now 26 years in this business, this has always been a year that I've liked to look back over the past year and say, hey, you know, here are the things that that I accomplished. Here are the things I wish I would have done a little bit better on. But probably myself, along with most of America today, you know, the next couple of weeks or so, we're going to be doing our goal setting for 2007. And, you know, certainly if you're in this business and you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to go out and build your franchise or your business within NAA, you know, obviously you are a goal setter. You wouldn't be here. So what I wanted to do today is just talk about the importance of getting off to just a fabulous, not a good, but a great 2007. And I have got, I guess, five of our leaders that, to me, have been there, you know, some of our up-and-coming leaders, and that have just over the last 90 days been able to create great momentum. And I believe this is a business of momentum. And I think it's a business of planning. I think that great leadership, whether at the personal producer level or whether you're a recruiter or you're trying to build an agency today, I think great leadership takes nothing for granted. They are very not only concerned, but they're diligent in their planning, in making sure that no small detail gets by them. You know, often have often been a believer of this. Never get beat on the things you control. Certainly there are a lot of intangibles in the world we live in, and especially in the business world, that maybe you and I don't have great control over. But one of the things that I think all of us have control over is our personal activity. You know, we have control over our attitude. We have control over the way that we react, the way that we plan, the way that we schedule. So what I'd like to do to kind of start this call off today is I want to give you just a couple of basic things that probably all of us have heard in our appointment setting. In fact, it kind of reminds me, even going back yesterday, I had two conference calls scheduled with a couple of exciting groups in our company, and we were talking about the simplicity of our business, not necessarily an easy business, but the simplicity of it. And I was going through just talking about the fundamentals as we started National Agents Alliance that Andy and Philip and I were very committed to. And I said, you know, it's interesting because obviously there's a lot of things that happens in the course of a day or a week or a year. And certainly as we have grown over the last 4.5 years and this year became over a $100 million company in submitted business, there are a lot of things that happen that you can often look at and say, hey, you know, this was something that we did to help growth here, or this is something that we didn't do. But, you know, amazingly to me, it always comes back really to two or three things. And, you know, one of those things that I've already talked about just briefly, but we said 4.5 years ago, you know what, we're not going to ever get beat because we don't work hard. And we had a very clear understanding, I think all three of us, that until someone is in front of a client every day, nothing happens in their business. And that's the reason we just believe our salespeople and the people that are out there on the front line every day are the most valuable people we have in our company, because they're the people that are making it happen in so many ways. So we focused daily on our activity. And as you start developing and you start building your business plan for 2007, I think you can do a lot of things. I think you can commit to a lot of things that are going to help you. And we're going to try to address those today, especially with some of our guests. But I believe when December the 31st of 2007 hits and you tally up your scoreboard, At the end of the day, the thing that is going to make the biggest difference to you is your activity level. Did you give lip service to winning? How did you react if you had 8 appointments scheduled for the week and 5 got canceled for whatever reason? Is that one of those weeks you went home, or did you start knocking on doors or pulling out old leads or looking at your personal prospects? Did you fulfill your commitment not to your manager, not to National Agents Alliance, but I think most importantly, to yourself? Because I believe in so many ways this is a business of momentum, okay? So we're going to talk today about managing activity. I think the other thing that certainly if you have been involved in any of our conference calls for the last 6 to 8 weeks, you're starting to, I know our managers do, starting to understand the importance that NAA places on communication. I believe to win, you've got to be a great communicator. You know, if you're out personally producing, you know what? You've got to be a great communicator to the people sitting in front of you. Philip Hudgens talks so much about the importance of getting people emotionally involved in what you're doing and what you're trying to convince them that they need. You know, I think that emotional involvement starts with your passion and your commitment for what you do. I believe that it's radiant through your two eyes, guys, that people can look in your eyes, and I'm telling you, they know whether you're there to get a commission, or they know whether you're there because you believe wholeheartedly in what you're doing. And I think your excitement for building your business and for driving your business, again, creates the passion that people certainly buy into. You know, Napoleon Hill, who all of us have certainly heard of and many read his book there, but he talks about 4 things, and I want you to write these down. And guys, many of you have heard them before, but I want you today to internalize them as we plan for 07. You know, I think the caption today on our blast that we sent out was January may be the most important month in all of 2007 for you. Guys, I know statistically that it's not that it could be, but statistically for 90-plus percent of you, it will be. And the reason that I say that is it is important to get off to a great start. It's important not to fall back into the old habits of 06 if you're looking to change. Napoleon Hill says this. He says, number one, have a definite purpose. You know, if you're going to decide on your true dreams and goals, number one starts with a definite purpose. I think number two, what we're going to talk about in more detail today, guys, have a definite plan. Be analytical in your plan. Good things do not happen consistently accidentally. You know, I've asked my 5 guests today to be on the phone because they're consistent not only in their attitude, they're consistent in their work habits, they're consistent in their production, and they understand execution. So number two, have a definite plan. Guys, have a mind that is sealed. Be, you know, another way to say that, don't be a mental sissy. Don't be a mental pansy, because most people are. See, 98% of your success in this business, I believe, is mental. I believe the battle most people face every day are those little demons running around in that 6 inches between your ears telling you you can't do something. And what happens, you know, you've got to expect controversy, right? I promise you, 2007, there are going to be things that are going to happen in your life probably just about every day that if you're a mental pansy, it's going to throw you off track. Guys, have a mind that is sealed and be disciplined in your plan and your purpose. And number four, which I think you're a part of, form and be a part of a championship alliance. You know, one of the favorite things that I hear in NAA is that you can be in business for yourself and have the freedom and everything that comes along with that. But if you're a part of NAA, guys, you're not by yourself. And I'm telling you, it can be a pretty lonely world out there. You know, I believe you got to take massive action. You know, go to work. Start whether you're ready or not. Pre-plan each day. You know, define your action plan. And then lastly, engage. Engage in your mission. And so as we kind of conclude this year, and I look at the success that so many people have had throughout the year, and we get ready for 07, and obviously National Agents Alliance is a company that has aggressive growth plans. We believe that we are just getting started. You know, a lot of people look and say, my goodness, you've become a $100 million company in 4 years. Guys, we want to be a billion-dollar company, okay? So we believe that we're just getting started. But some of the things that I've just mentioned, just briefly, guys, are the things that NAA and its leadership and Andy and Philip and myself have tried to focus on and concentrate and discipline ourselves to on a daily basis. Guys, let me tell you who I have with us today. I have Lynn Conley that is with us. I have Kevin Davies. I have Chris Seligin, Patrick Connors, and Casey Watkins. I gave my guest today purposely, guest, no clue of what I was going to ask you and what to talk about. Typically, I do that, or Andy or Philip will. But I think as I look at each of these five leaders, they have been able to create momentum, not only the last 90 days, but I think certainly in 06. And many of them have been working around the country. They've been traveling. There had to have been many times throughout the year you've kind of doubted yourself. But, you know, you've had that mental tough tenacity to just keep going on. And it's been so rewarding, I know for Philip and Andy and I, to watch your success and how things have come together the last part of this year. Lynn Conley, I'm going to start with yourself. I saw Lynn in Mobile, Alabama at one of our regional meetings, and just sitting there talking with Lynn, she had one of these, a different look in her eye. And to watch her team, especially Lynn, over the last 8 weeks, has been so exciting. But you know, Lynn, I also remember the last couple of years when things production wise and numbers wise maybe didn't look so good. But you know, even then, Lynn, you just had that mental attitude of, I'm going to keep building, I'm going to keep plowing forward, I'm going to keep moving on, and I believe that if I stick with my plan, great things are going to happen. Lynn, as you address NAA today, and as we start planning for 07 and knowing the importance of getting off to a great start, can you share with us, you know, some advice that you would give the people listening today? You know, we have a lot of new people today on the phone. Probably this is their first phone call. We've got some people that have been with NAA, and, you know, maybe things haven't gone just the way they kind of penciled in and planned for 06. What advice would you give today in starting out 07 for people to focus on and to concentrate on, Lynn, to start their growth?
Okay, thank you, Barry, and I appreciate the opportunity. I'm humbled to be on the call today, but I do appreciate being on with you guys. I'm sitting there thinking about what you were saying, Barry, and I love all of it, but managing activity, I think, has been the main thing. The things you can control and you can change, I think, you know, that's the key to this business. We hear so many times in our training sessions with Philip, with yourself and Andy, that, you know, it's everyday managing. You can manage your phone calls. You can manage your daily schedule. You can control those types of things. What are you feeding your mind every day? What personal goals are you setting for yourself? I love the 90-day madman cycle. I do that every 90 days. I set a different goal. Lately, I've been setting 30-day goals. It's been crazy beyond 90 days. I pursue several goals at one time. Simultaneously, I try to go out and recruit more, keep one-on-one momentum going. Coaching and helping the teammates here reaching their goals has been exciting for me in the last 90 days, actually in the last 6 months. You just kind of every day, if I can say a personal producer, when I first got into the business, my goal was to write $2,500 annual premium in a week. I reached that goal and set a different goal. Some of my weeks did not go the way that I planned. But I think the thing in this business is you just don't quit. You just, when people stand you up, like you say, you know, five or six appointments in a week and there's zero to five or zero to six, mm-hmm. just know there's five or six more behind those that are going to be yeses. That
you happens. Know, when, if I can say something, in fact, Philip is on, I'll get him to comment to that, but one of Philip's comments that I hear him say a lot, and you know what, Lynn, I love what you're saying because there's some real depth to it. It sounds kind of simple. Hey, you don't quit. You know what? It's a choice that every one of us, Lynn, have to make every day, right?
Yes.
And but the comment that I hear Philip make a lot, and it's so true, you know what, that you can't beat the numbers. You know, the numbers are what the numbers are, but you know what? The numbers can't beat you, and that's the reason. When if you don't quit and you have that mind that is sealed, and you make your mind up that you know what, I've just got to go through the numbers because I know this statistically the numbers can't beat me. I just got to keep moving on. And Lynn,
right.
That's exactly what you're saying. And you know what, we can talk all day, but when you look at it, that's it, Lynn. You just said it.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I love it. I'm telling you, I'm loving this business. I just appreciate the opportunity so much. But going into 2007, I've already, even though we're winding down 2006, Barry, I've been looking at 2007, and I've been reading the natural laws of business. You know, one of the things in the book, keep yourself and your firm humble, or your organization, your team, service-oriented has been huge to me. I mean, we service clients. We service our agents. We work with them. Stay focused. I think that's a lot of the main thing. You have to stay focused. It says lean and hungry, okay? Root out arrogance, greed, and complacency. You know, so many people I see get complacent in this business, and I try not to do that. I try to keep things going all the time and not to be complacent. When we were writing $50,000 in annual premium last year in a month, and we're doing that every week now on a regular basis, it's like, okay, we can continue to build on that, and we're not complacent. Now we want $100,000 a week. We wrote $71,000 last week. Now we want $100,000 in a week. Then I want $250,000 in a week. So I think it's everyday monitoring that and just not be complacent with, okay, well, we just recruited one this week. Now I want 10 a week, or I want 20 a week.
Yeah.
Always pressing your goals and setting those higher marks. And I encourage all of my teammates to do the same because I think that's important in this business.
You know, Lynn, I was going to kind of add to your statement there. I agree with you. You know, so many people get complacent, and they get complacent way, way too early. You know what? They forget, and people truly do, just how hard and that it took to build that momentum, you know? And when you create that momentum and things start going good, man, I think that's when you got to put double effort in to make sure that you don't lose it. Lynn, last thing that I'm going to ask you, talk about or mention to you, you know, obviously you have goals, and I think there are two goals. I think everybody has logical goals. You know, to me, a logical goal is having money to pay your mortgage and to save some money and contribute to your IRA or whatever you're contributing to, you know, to make your bill payments on time, take a vacation. You know, I think all of those are important, but I also know this about the type people we are. We need emotional goals. You know, we need something to, whether it's a new car or whether it's taking an exotic vacation, talk about how what the difference are to you and how they drive you, each of those.
Well, I mean, and there are, you know, materialistic goals that you can set, and I have some dream goals. I've achieved one of my dream goals.
I saw that. It was very nice, by the way.
Thank you. I've got two or three more dream goals personally. But you know, Barry, every time that I'm around you and Philip and Andy, I just get synergy from that. I get so energized. It's unbelievable because when I see your families and how bonding and tight that it is, and not only am I personally producing to create income, but as far as building a team, getting the colleagues that I have here to also secure future wealth for their families. You know, I'm a nana now. I've got one grandbaby, and I've got my second one on the way. And to know that there's future wealth in building and securing, not just helping families out in the field, but at the same time, simultaneously, it's helping secure my family and our lifestyle. It changes that. So all that creates that emotional stability and that emotional drive that I'm able, people sense that. They're drawn to it. They want that. And I'm able to pass that on to other people. And I really do thrive day in and day out. When somebody walks through my office and says, "Hey, Lynn, last week I think I had like 10 different people say, I need 5 or 10 minutes with you. Just have a sit down." I think that's awesome. That keeps me thriving day in and day out right there.
Sure it does. Great comments. Philip, any comments on Lynn or to Lynn?
You know what? I mean, I'm so proud of Lynn, Barry, and I apologize. I was on the call like 30 seconds after you started, so I heard everything you said. I just finally said, man, he ain't going to stop, so I better shoot him an email. He was on a roll. But both of you, I mean, I'm just, again, I'm so proud of Lynn and what she's done and the team, and I've been down and done some meetings for Lynn, and, you know, it's very evident that her people are, you know, respect her. They look up to her. She's led by example every step of the way. You know, all the things she's talking about now with goals, I mean, it just hits right in the heart of what we do, what we stand for, what we are. And I hope and pray that people on the phone today are taking notes and listening. And, you know, there's another side of Lynn that most people haven't seen, and that's the side that got to where she's at. You know what I'm saying, Lynn? I mean, that self-improvement on your part and the struggle and the, you know, uphill battle. And you know, we don't get on and talk about that. But, folks, I think the people on the other end of this phone, as they're going through their uphill struggle, it does them a world of good to hear somebody like a Lynn get on and then three or four more people behind her that's going to come on. And to know that everybody on this phone is just real people, Barry. I mean, that's the thing that gets me. I mean, I was just out, and this isn't to take anything away from the people that's on the phone, but I was just out in Texas doing a meeting the last couple of days, and the same momentum, the same activity level, everything that Lynn's talking about is exactly what's going on in that organization. I was just out in actually in Alaska in another organization, you know, the week prior to that, same momentum, same attitude, everything she's mentioning. It's amazing that all the teams that are growing is doing the same thing that Lynn's talking about. It's just, she nailed it. I mean, you know, what else do you say?
Hey, Lynn, what was your production, what were you averaging per month in the first quarter of this year?
Barry, my production was, personal production was 35,000.
Okay, how about your agency?
40,000.
40,000 in the agency. Is that right?
40,000 for personal production. Was that my average at the first of the year? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, no, I'm really, where was your agency at? Total agency volume first quarter per month of 06?
75,000.
Okay.
Probably, Barry.
75,000. Where has it averaged the last 4 to 5 or 6 weeks of 06?
Last month, Barry, our numbers were 225,000 as far as monthly production. We're on target to hit 200,000 for this month in December. But the last, you know, 150,000 easy.
Okay. Well, you know, And that's the whole point. Hey, you did 200 and something in November. You're going to do over 200. You know, I'm all for good feelings and being positive. The reason I always like to ask people where their numbers are is for this reason. We are in business, and you are in business to make money and to accomplish your goals. And but you know what? The whole key there is you more than doubled your company. You more than doubled it, really, in 06. And I think that a lot of people look back and say, man, what a great November and December. No, when you had, you got rewarded in November and December, and I believe, Lynn, going from 200 to 400 will be much easier than going from 100 to 2, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And when that was developed was in May, in June, in July, in August, when things weren't growing and you just kept plowing ahead, plowing ahead, plowing ahead, not quitting, not being a mental pansy, being firm on your commitment, having a mind that is sealed. And see, people that never experienced that don't understand that when you accomplish the goal, money is secondary and a byproduct.
Yeah.
To me, there's nothing greater than going through adversity and then in a November or December being able to look in the mirror and know, Lynn, that you did something that most people would not do. Most people quit. You won. And so that's one of the great things of winning. Lynn, I got to move. Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you.
All righty. Kevin Davies. I was laughing at Kevin or joking with Kevin up in our Chicago meeting where we had a fabulous meeting. I think Kevin had 25, 26 people. And we were talking about all of the Davies and how great they are. And I said, Kevin, one thing I got that I recognize, buddy, you were the head and the beginning of that gene pool. So Kevin, again, I know it has been exciting for you to watch your son's success over the last couple of years, and it's been exciting for all of us to watch. But you know what? It's also been exciting to watch you come along in your personal growth and what has happened to your business in 06. Kevin, same question. What as a new agency leader, as an agency leader that's starting to grow, what would you challenge our company or our team to focus on in January to get off to a great start?
Well, Barry, thanks for having me on the call, first of all. You know, there's no doubt that right at the very last week of the year, most everybody kind of, takes some time off. And I think the biggest danger to anyone in wanting to get off to a good start is letting that, that time between Christmas and New Year's extend up to the end of January. I think there's a tremendous danger of not coming right out of the gate, right after the first of the year, and just blowing the doors off things.
Right.
If someone, as far as a personal producer, as an agency leader, if they focus on going into the national convention with a head of steam, then after the national convention, it'll be March or April before that head of steam goes away.
Yep.
I just think it's so important that we don't put off getting started. I think that can be so damaging to your business. I was fortunate last year, the 1st of January or the end of December was when my agency broke out. So I had that, it was imperative that I get going and keep going at the very first part of the year because, I mean, the last thing I wanted to happen for my organization, my group, was to break out the first of the year and do 30,000 in January. It was imperative that I get momentum going and keep it going. And I just think that's so important for everyone to realize that this business is all about momentum. And if you lose it, it's so hard to get back.
Well, you know what? I agree with that. And let me say this also for the people on the phone. If you look at any period of time to where Air Company had what I'm going to call explosive growth, to where we went from 1,000 apps to 2,000 apps, or we were running 1,900 apps and went to 3,000 apps. And in our 4.5-year history at NAA, Kevin, we've had four of those times, of those periods that we've worked hard, I'd like to think, all of the 4.5 years. But we've had four 90-day cycles to where we doubled or came very close to it, okay? Kevin, every one of those four cycles came after our national convention, or either after the first year when we didn't have a convention, it came after a meeting that we had in Las Vegas in February of 2003, okay? So what's the message there? Guys, be at the national convention. It's a no-brainer. But you know what? Not only should you be there, you've got 30 days left to go get 3, 4, 5, or 6 people. And there's probably some people sitting into their office today, or maybe you're dialing in from your car or your home and saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to make that effort. Guys, you're only one recruit away from an explosion in your business, and neither Philip, Andy, myself, or you can look inside of someone and tell if that's the person that's going to just explode your business. I remember Alex Fitzgerald talking about the effort he went through and the phone call, and finally the night before the convention, or 2 days before the convention, he talked Ralph Simpson into coming. Guys, you never know who your Ralph Simpson's going to be. You never know who your next Stephen Davies is going to be. So you also think you have to do this, and certainly, Philip, not to offend anyone, but guys, you got to be smart. You know, I think part of winning is using some common sense and applying really a faith on the things that you know that work, that people like Kevin Davies comes on and start sharing. Kevin, last story, because I think it's pretty, I think it's a cool one. You had, how many people did you have in Chicago, 25, 26 at the opportunity meeting?
Right about there, yep.
You told me, you said, you know what, Barry, I got thinking about this thing. I remember you telling me that, but Kevin, I could see your eyes light up. And you said, man, if I would have known about something like this to where I could have earned an extra $1,000 a month part-time when I was raising my family, it would have totally changed my world. He said it could have been, I could have had a new car, or this $1,000 would have made my mortgage payment. Kevin, you remember telling me that?
Oh, yeah.
And you said, you know what, I started getting out some old yearbooks and thinking about friends. And you just started calling people, telling them about the NAA opportunity. And tell us about calling somebody that you were in second grade with and just them showing up and what it meant to them.
Oh, this is a great story, Barry.
That's the reason I want you to tell it. It's a great story.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I had not talked to this friend of mine. His name is Mike Flynn. I had not talked to him, I bet, for at least 20 years, probably more like 25 years. And one thing I remembered about him was he always had a way of making money. He always had a way of going out and doing whatever it took to put something together.
Yep.
I called him up, and he told me, he says, I can't believe you called me about this. He says, I was just talking to my wife that something's got to change. He's been working a full-time job, and after work, he's been going out and doing painting jobs, drywall jobs. For 8 years, he had a newspaper route from 3 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the morning until he went to his other job, and then he'd go do painting after that. And he said, I'm 50 years old, and I've got to do something different. This is what he told his wife. I called him up, and he was on it immediately. Immediately. And all he said to me was, he said, I know you wouldn't mislead me, so I'm going to check this out. Well, he went and he took his licensing exam, failed it, first time. He got on his cell phone, standing outside the testing center, called to reschedule his exam. That's how insistent he was that this is going to work for him. He passed his exam. I took him out with me just before the Chicago meeting, went out one night. It was crazy. I wrote $4,500 in one night. It blew him away. He was at the Chicago meeting. As soon as he got his license in hand, he got on the phone, started booking appointments. He ran appointments last night. I haven't heard from him yet as to what the deal was, what happened. But this is an individual that all he wanted to do was just replace his side income, just get rid of the painting and the drywall. Now he says to me, I think I'm setting my sights way too low on this. It's an exciting thing when all of a sudden, you know, someone can see that this can change their life, even on a part-time basis. And like I told you, Barry, if I had known some way that I could make $1,000 as easy as you can in this business when I was raising the kids, it would have been just insane. I can't believe what a difference it would have made in my life, in my children's lives. This is an opportunity that everybody just needs to – you need to go back and find everyone you ever knew and see if they needs this. It's the best thing that could happen to anyone.
You know, Kevin, I think it's amazing. And I think what we often forget, you know, we're always at NAA, and one of the things maybe we need to spend a little more time talking about making $1,000 a month part-time instead of all of our millionaire people. But, you know, we just forget how many good – hard-working, middle-income Americans there are out there that have a paper route or having to paint on Saturdays or at night or having a little drywall business just to be able to make ends meet and live with a little dignity, right? See, I believe this is a business about dignity. I think saving and having a savings account and an income is about personal dignity. And I think I'm telling you guys, it is amazing. If you want to explode your business, start sharing what we do. You know, Kevin, I remember seeing that guy at that meeting in Chicago, and I'm telling you, it was uplifting to me because it just kind of reinforced what we do every day. Kevin, we appreciate you, buddy. Great job.
Thanks, Barry.
Chris Seligin out of Illinois. Chris, it's been fun watching you this year. Tell me very quickly, how long have you been with National Agents Alliance?
Barry, I've been with National Agents Alliance July of 2005.
July of 2005. Chris, where was your production in January of 2005?
Yep.
In January of 2006.
January of 2006. January of 2006, I was not recruiting, just, you know, kind of on a part-time basis with Nathan Woodlow.
Okay.
But I was right around anywhere between 18 to 23,000.
Okay.
Personal production.
Personal production.
Mm-hmm.
What did your agency, when did you get promoted to agency? Let me ask you that.
Started recruiting in March, broke out in October.
Okay, so you have been less than 90 days, you've been an agency leader.
Yes, sir.
What did your agency do in the month of November?
We did 115.
115,000.
Yep.
What did you do prior to NAA before you found the NAA opportunity?
Prior to NAA, I was with another insurance company. I've been in the business for 4 years, but was one of those struggling agents that... you know, it was averaging $35,000 a year, and came in
income. Okay,
and I came in. I knew that there was a future in this business. I just hadn't found the right vehicle. And I'll tell you, thank God, Adam Katz for running the ad, and Nathan Whittle for heading up the organization here in Chicago. Because I'm telling you, it's the most. It's been amazing.
You know what, Chris? I think that we have a ton of people on the phone. I can hear him asking the question, so let me ask it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to go from 10 or 15,000 a month
mm-hmm.
to over 100,000 a month in 90 days, excuse me, within the course of a year,
mm-hmm.
okay? What did you do or what advice would you give the people listening to us today to be able to have a 2007 like you had in 06?
Okay, great. I'll keep this nice and short. I know we've got a lot of dynamite speakers after me here. But actually, one other thing, Barry. right now, the agency, my agency right now, the Selgin agency, is sitting at about 103,000. It's a couple weeks to go.
Like, it's the 20th, and you're already over. And in the month of December, when no one buys insurance, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But here's what I would tell people. First and foremost, be accountable and submit. And what I would say is be accountable first and foremost to NAA's vision, which is a billion-dollar vision, and to the crusade. Be accountable to your family. Submit to your family. Let them know where you are and where you want to go. That's one thing that I did, and I tell you, my wife held me accountable because she was right there every step of the way. Also, be accountable to your upline. You know, my mentors and friends, Nathan Widlow and Adam Katz. You know, if they tell me to hop on a plane and I need to go somewhere, it's going to be done because I know it's coming from the top down, and I know that NAA sets a pace and has a vision, and they would never do anything to hurt my family or my financial future. So, you know what? If Nathan says we got to go, then we go because it works. And finally, Barry, submit to your agency. You know, submit to the people that you've gone to business with. You know, the Joe and Rachel Murphys, the A.B. Yacoubs, Tom McGills, Rob Hills, you know, those types of individuals. You know, I'm committed to them. I'm committed to making sure that they succeed. And that's what I would say. I mean, I can talk about this all day, but that's...
Well, you know what, Chris, a lot of what I hear you saying is something that we talk a lot about, especially in our 18-player steps, what I like to call the NAA way, is that, you know what, you plug into everything, because when you're passionate about your business, I think when you're in this growth mode, and Kevin Davies, when you're sitting here saying, you know what, I'm going to grow, and I'm going to take massive action, I'll tell you something. Taking massive action, Chris, is not easy. You're right. When you're getting ready to run a 90-day sprint, you're getting ready to change the situation, buddy, getting out of the comfort level is not easy. So everyone on the phone call today, understand, you're going to have to get out of the comfort zone. You plug into everything. You're reading. You're looking. You're on a conference call on Wednesday before Christmas. You're on a Tuesday phone call. What you're doing, you're on this mission to find out what the winners do. See, you're fighting and you're looking for that competitive edge. And you know what? That's what I just heard Chris Selligin say.
Yep.
And I think that, let me tell you this, I love the accountability. You know what? All of us are accountable to each other. And I think when you start getting too big and having this attitude, you know what, I'm not accountable to anybody. Let me tell you what, all of us are accountable. Chris Selligin, I'm accountable to you. You know, NAA's made commitments, and we plan on fulfilling them. And so I think that when you come in and you've got that type of an attitude, boy, the world becomes a better place for all of us. Chris, proud of you and proud of your example.
Well, thank you, NAA. Thank you, Barry, Philip, and Andy. You guys have been a blessing in my life and my family's life. So thank you. Thank you for having me on the call.
Yo, you're glad to have it. All righty, moving right along to Patrick Connors. Man, if there is a poster child for NAA of exploding in about a 12-month period of time, this is their man. And Patrick, it's been fun to watch your business, the camaraderie of your organization, the environment, the synergy of everything that you've created. I think the mark of a great leader is look at those people that have been a part of the organization that you have helped produce. I think that's what it's about. How much money, I hate to put you on the spot, how much money are you going to be paid this year with NAA, Patrick?
It'll be well over $600,000.
Well over $600,000. Hey, buddy, where were you in income 15 months ago?
About $15,000 a month to $20,000 a month.
Okay, $180,000 to $240,000, going to $600,000 in 12 to 15 months. I think of tenacity, I think of you. What advice would you give people? In fact, Patrick, I know you got to do it quickly. Take us through your first 4 years in NAA, production and income. what changed, why you believe it changed. See, because, you know, 4 years, to be honest, is what most people spend in college, right? 4 to 5 years. Yeah. How many college students get out with a four-year degree and are making $600,000 a year? Not a bunch. Take us through the 4 years, what you feel like is important to get off to a great start in 07.
Okay. Man, that's easy. If you go by numbers, I'm a numbers guy, Barry.
And I know you are.
I mean, I love numbers. And when I heard you and Philip and Andy say you can't beat the numbers and the numbers can't beat you, I spend ridiculous amounts of hours tracking numbers. And I think a lot of people probably think I'm foolish and it's not a healthy activity. I mean, I usually do it in the middle of the night. And if I look at my numbers from the first 4 years, my convention attendance numbers were pretty constant. I think they were one every year. So if those were any indication of where my business was going to go, you know, because Art Leiser told me years ago, he said the number one predictive number for where your business will go is your convention numbers. Can't look at production numbers, can't look at recruiting numbers. You can, but the number one predictor for where your volume will go in the future is your convention numbers.
Yep.
And then, I don't know if I'm answering your question exactly. You asked me a couple there. So one of the questions was, what would be important for 07? It would be convention numbers. I'll expand on that if you want. And then the second thing you said was, what changed from the first 4 years and why did it change? My dream was always the same. That was to get out of debt and to get free from all the thumbs that were pressing down on my head.
Gotcha.
From all the, you know. So, let's see. So that had to change. I really don't, I hate to say that, I don't think there was ever a click. I just know that I kept staying in as tight as I could afford to. That means if I could afford to be somewhere, I would. Sometimes if I couldn't afford to be somewhere, like by flying, I would drive. If I couldn't afford to get to a hotel that I was supposed to, I'd stay at a cheaper hotel. If I couldn't afford to stay in a room by myself, I'd ask Alex if I could sleep on his floor in his hotel room. If I couldn't afford the food, I'd take a pack of bologna and a bag of bread. You know, I'm not kidding. I mean,
well, yeah, I know you're not kidding. And you know
serious.
What? There's a lot of people listening to you that don't know Patrick Connors, and they don't know your story, and you're exactly right. You're not kidding. You know, the thing that I think is amazing about the story, and I think everyone needs to embrace it wholeheartedly, is this. You know, the convention is a great scoreboard. And let me just tell you this. Even there's not a lot of people sitting out there laughing, thinking keeping up, Philip, with your numbers are foolish.
Right.
The numbers are the scoreboard, and I'm telling you this, you better know your numbers, right? Because there's always got to be that benchmark. You know, if you're getting ready to surge for the next 90 days, you're saying, you know what, Barry, I'm so dead gum sick and tired of being sick and tired of where I am income-wise. I'm tired of being a hostage to the balance in my checkbook. I'm tired of everybody else getting to speak on the conference calls and not me. Then I'm telling you, you're getting ready to go on a 90-day surge come January, February, and March. Change your life. And so you need to know exactly where you are. But, Patrick, I think one of the great things of your story is, what is your organization on a monthly basis averaging now premium-wise?
Last 4 months, we averaged $700,000.
$700,000 in premium every month. And see, the thing that's great about when I look at the $700,000, that's coming from a bunch of great leadership. Okay, you got a lot of great leaders in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Patrick, I think you just said it. It's for you, it probably never was this turning point that all of a sudden you woke up and decided, I'm going to recommit or I'm going to do something. You know what? You were always committed. And you always worked hard and you always did the right things. And isn't it amazing how hard work and momentum put a great combo to explode? You turn around one day, you wake up 4 years later, and you're doing $700,000 a month. So, Patrick, we're proud of you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you at the National Convention. So it's going to be great. To conclude, I'm going to let Philip wrap up today, but I do want to go to Casey Watkins. Casey is another one of those guys that comes out of the Stephen Davies organization. Casey has always been one of our top producers, just steady, consistent, just gets after it every day. But Casey decided he was going to start doing some recruiting in 06. And Casey, your business has exploded. I know you and Sarah's income would have had to. Where were you production-wise in January?
In January, we were doing right at 50,000 because we broke out in February.
Okay, broke out, became an agency in February. Now, Casey, that's pretty interesting because how long have you been with National Agents Alliance?
This was
your third year. So you spent 2 years going out, personally producing, you know, learning your trade, you know, becoming a real pro of learning how to make money. Okay, you were doing 50,000 in February, you got broke out. What have you averaged in your monthly, the last couple of months in agency premium?
Well, Barry, we did 300,000 in November, and we're sitting at about 200,000 right now for December.
Philip, does that even make sense to you?
No. Not even to me, Barry.
Wow.
Patrick, Casey, what do you contribute it to? I mean, what went off in your mind? You know, we kind of started that to call saying this, 98% of this business, 98% of winning is mental. Do you agree with that? And what happened to go from 50 to 300,000?
We just got committed. Here's what happened. In January of 06, again, with like Patrick said, that's something we really tried to concentrate on this year was National Convention. We had three people, one of those was myself, at National Convention in 06.
You're kidding me. Three people and one of them being you in 06. Wow.
Just so happens that all three of us will make more than six figures this year. Now, the other two guys were brand new that just got licensed.
So they're
all growing agencies. One is going to break out in January. One's doing about 110 to 150 a month.
But all three people that invested $400, $500, $600, whatever it costs to go, will cash flow over six figures. Now, I hear you saying you contribute the growth and the income and the explosion to the 72 hours you spend in Dallas, Texas in January.
Yes. It got us committed, which is what I think you have to do in this business. To make anything at all, you have to be committed to it. And that's
right.
What the convention did, and it got us committed, and we all worked our butt off, and I think we got 32 people signed up, registered with plane tickets bought for this year.
When we reconvene for this call in December of 07 with 30-some people there, you know, the prospect is almost scary.
I know.
Of where it could be.
Something else we've been playing around with, Barry, and I really appreciate you having me on the call. It's an honor. But we've been playing around this last quarter with, like, goals and really missed out. We've really learned a lesson this year in that setting goals and not having a vision can kill you. For instance, the last quarter of this year we set a goal. Well, our first time we set a goal was in November. We went from October doing 138,000 to November doing 300,000. And we had set a goal earlier in the year. Now, when I say set a goal, I don't just mean me and Sarah. I mean the whole agency. We've been putting it out on our conference call for all the agents to set their goals, and not only just like a number, but tell us why they're going to do it and how they're going to do it. And then they email them to their upline. And there's not the power of setting goals and the magic of it is crazy, but just putting yourself out there and putting your name on the line, you know, really holds them accountable, and it holds us accountable too. So I really contribute a lot of it to that vision and that goals like you were talking about early in the conference call.
Yeah, you know, Casey, I believe this, even struggling, trying to find the words to even be able to verbalize it. Most people hear goals, and they've heard the term goal so many times, it rolls off their back like water off of a duck's back. And I know I've been there before saying, oh, yeah, goals, I'll set a goal. And they have no meaning, no understanding of the concept of what really internalizing a goal can mean to you once you commit to it, you know. Because a lot of people think they're committed to things. And, you know, that's the reason we started out saying, buddy, you better have a mind that is sealed. But, you know, I truly believe this. In fact, I've even heard Alex Fitzgerald say, Barry, I don't know that it's 3 months. It might be four for some people. You know, whether it's 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, I believe in a 90-day period of time or shortly after, you can totally 100% change your business life in the track you're on personally, in business, and financially. And I think that the people that we had on this call today, the reason I had you on, guys, is because you all went through a period of time in 06 that something clicked. And I think that when it did, great things happened in a 90-day period of time. Casey, we appreciate you, buddy. I'm going to ask somebody that does understand goal setting and the importance of it. That's my partner, Philip Hudgens, to close us up for our last conference call of 06.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Casey, and all the guys, Patrick, all of you. You've nailed it today on what you're talking about, as I said earlier, starting with Lynn, going all the way through. But, guys, I think the reason that some people, Barry, never actually, I don't want to say they don't take the goal serious. I believe they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there's a step there that they skip, and that step is I don't think they really and truly internalize that goal and make it become part of them. See, there's a difference in just talking about doing something and actually doing what Casey did. You see what I'm saying? You can put them on paper and you can look at them, but you got to really personalize that thing and you got to internalize it and you got to know why you're fighting so hard for that goal. That's what I mean by internalizing it. There's a reason behind the madness, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And so many people, you know, I mean, you're not going to do it for a boss. You're not going to do it for me, Andy, or Barry. You're not going to do it for your upline. You know, it's got to be something there that just literally drives you to the point that you're willing to fight. You're willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen, and it's not for money. I mean, I really and truly believe that. I didn't hear any of these people on here talking about how much money they made, Barry. It was how much difference they were changing people's lives.
Yep.
And Casey, right there at the very end, I've told Casey face-to-face, man, he has grown more, matured more in this business than anybody I've met since I started this business in a short period of time. This guy has just blown me away with the maturity. And what he said was, the guys that came along with me are making six figures. You see the difference
in
saying, look at me versus look at what's happened with my efforts. And I think a lot of times that's where people miss the boat when it comes to goals. It's more than just you. It's more than even just your family. It's the, if I look back, Barry, and I'm not bragging in any way, I'm very, very humble, but as we travel around the U.S. and we meet with people, there's so many people's lives being changed by us in some kind of way through the people that just spoke on this phone, touching their lives in some kind of way and making a major difference. See, that's why I have such a hard time understanding how people can go in homes and not offer the opportunity. See, to me, that blows me away. When you're sitting in that home, you got to know that that's a guy that somebody was in second grade with that's desperately needing an opportunity to keep his lights on. You got to understand
right.
that, folks. You can't take for granted because they're driving a BMW and they live in a nice home that they're loaded. They're probably in between jobs meeting with you on the way to the second or third job so they can pay their house payment. They're not going to tell you that. But that's what's happening. You got to ask the right questions. So I think the goal setting, and it's perfect timing for this call, Barry. You're a genius as usual. But bottom line, the goal setting is getting ready to take place for December for the next year. And, right. And isn't it so amazing that people will set the goal and 3 days into the year they're talking about next year? You know, next year is going to be better. I mean, it's they fall off the wagon so quick, and I believe that's because they don't internalize it and they don't put a reason there, you know, to make it happen. It's just some material things or something like that, which people will give up on pretty quick. You know, it's got to be more to it than a material goal. You know, that's good. We got to work for things. I understand that too, but I just think that it's got to be something more to it than that.
Yep.
And if you're sitting down with your spouse or your loved one through the holidays, you know, get some input. Get with the people that really and truly care about you and your future, and those are the people that you sit down and you talk about what's going to happen and what's going to take place for your family next year in the form of whatever it may be that will cause you to work harder than you've ever worked. And the first step, the first goal, I mean, they've said it, and we might as well close with it, Barry. The first one has to be in some kind of way for you and your spouse or you and your better half, whatever, to be at that convention, folks. It's in a sales job, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a life-changing event, and you need to be there. It's kind of like the fire. You can't get the heat if you don't get close enough to it. So
right.
You really and truly need to be there to experience it. You don't want to come back and listen to conference calls for the next 90 days and watch people explode their business and hit their goals and make things happen and change their life and say, I wish I'd have been there. You don't want that to happen, folks. Do whatever you need to do between now and January the 18th. That's your first goal, is to be at the convention. There's enough time for you to make enough money to make a difference to be there.